We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not the podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic episode this week with Alan Linick. And it's titled Podcast Away. Alan wanted to do a podcast where two people were voluntarily stranded on a desert island and have them document their daily progress via podcast. It's really dry and honest in the beginning before we found a really super silly fun discovery. I don't want to give too much away. You're just going to have to listen to it. I hope you guys like it. This is Podcast Away. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podcast Away. This is episode number 48. It is our 47th day here on the island.
Yeah.
I am Alan Linick. I'm joined, as always, by Robert Bacon.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm all right. I feel good, actually.
I feel great. I've lost so much weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel not slimmer, but like... springier.
You look like you are already a twig.
I know, but now I feel like I have a wiry strength.
Yeah, you are like you're kind of like skinny jacked.
I feel detoxed. Like all the garbage. I mean, we're gonna get to this later.
Okay.
Don't waste our good stuff. Sure, but I will say that I feel like I am 100% cleaned out of all the weird, you know, processed garbage that we eat.
Yeah.
At home and drink and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good.
Yeah. I could also say, like, I'm finally starting to get used to how to, like, work this, you know, primitive podcasting equipment on this island.
Like, yeah.
It's like an old talk boy hooked up to a couple speakers and a microphone.
Yep. Which was probably in the Army Survival Guide that we brought with us, but that I didn't remember.
It's so thick. It's I don't know. We got better things to do.
Busy. Absolutely.
I'm still always busy.
It's weird.
I'm constantly busy.
There's always something to do.
There's constantly. And I'm still checking my pocket for my phone.
You still doing that?
I'm still doing that. And then sometimes I haven't told you this yet, but I've been like every now and then I do fake texting. Like I'll write like a message on a rock and I'll throw it in the ocean. I pretend like I'm sending a text.
Is that real?
What?
I don't know. I feel like we should collect all these rocks and read. Yeah. Maybe last episode we should just read all of the...
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing them right in the lagoon, like right when it's...
I would love to get my hands on some of those rocks.
Well, I mean, if you have time. I mean, I don't have any time.
Well, like I said, you know, it's weird because you finish something. I never have that moment where I'm like, what am I going to do with my day? It's always like, well, I got to make rope. I got to haul water. Oh, I got to look for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
me, I gotta find that rat that I thought was talking to me.
I can't express enough. This sounds made up. It's gigantic.
It's a big rat.
It's gigantic, and it seems like a petty thing,
mm-hmm.
but that rat is eating food that we could eat.
Yeah.
Like every egg that rat steals from a nest or like every coconut that thing rips into, that's one less egg or coconut that we could have.
I mean, he's bigger. Like he has more fat on him than both of us.
I would get.
He's a big old fat rat.
I would eat. You know what's sad?
Yeah.
I used to not be able at home. I used to not be able to even see a rat without freaking out.
Yeah.
I would probably eat this rat.
I would eat that rat.
I would eat the shit out of that.
Especially since I think he's... Like, last time I saw him, I swear he said something to me. And it really ticked me off.
I don't know, man.
I think he's talking. I think he could talk. I'm just going to throw out that. I don't know.
That sounds...
No one's been to this island before. We don't know if there's talking rats.
We don't know.
He's big. He seems really smart. I don't know.
Well, I've set up... Man... He takes bait from snares. I know we've talked about this before, so I'm not going to beat it to death. But I would love to beat him to death. He just takes the bait out of snares. I've tried three different kinds of snare. He takes the bait. He walks away.
No other animal does that.
I don't know. I've only...
The crab just scuttles up to that thing.
P.S.
Speared.
Thank you. We ate like kings tonight.
Yes.
Robert caught three just massive coconut crabs.
Yeah. You know, those things are scary. I felt like... You ever watch that show, Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt just like that.
Yeah, except here they, like, they'll come to you.
They come to me. And you, like, oh, you kind of like, oh, hey, how's it going? You have a good week so far? Yeah, what's up?
Slap.
And you, bam!
Crack them.
Bash their head in with a rock.
Yep.
They're delicious.
They are. Ooh, they're so good.
We got to stop talking about food.
I know. I got to give up.
Let's go.
Let's go. We have a set pattern.
Yeah.
Let's move into the health update for now.
Ooh, health update.
How are you feeling?
Emotionally or healthy?
Just health. All. I think that's part of health.
Okay.
I would argue that that's
part besides the weight, my poop's been good. All right, health update on you. How you feel, Alan?
I am doing okay. I have fantastic news. If you remember from episode 46, 2 days ago, my cut is not infected.
Yay!
We have officially passed the time window where I would be definitely seeing signs.
Yeah.
So, going to be healing? Yes, it is. Side note to that, I fixed the shovel.
Oh! No, how did you fix that thing?
I found a fairly, a comparably sized piece of wood.
Okay.
And I whittled the end of it until it fit into the head blade of the shovel. And
you were so smart.
Have a shovel again.
That is great.
Yeah. So that pretty much sums it up for the health update.
Yeah,
health update. Probably go over camp and supplies.
Okay.
We sort of touched on it. We are still midway through construction of the shack.
Yeah. We haven't named it yet. I feel like a name will come once it's done.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something really, like, weird. Like, something out there. I don't know how you feel about that, Alan.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, Carl.
Oh, like a human name.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking of calling it, like, a human name. What do you want?
It'd feel weird to be sleeping inside of, like, a human name.
Oh, okay, well, okay, fine. A girl name, then. Maybe like. No,
well, that's not my issue. It's not.
Teresa.
Teresa?
I'm going to go into Teresa tonight. I was in Teresa for 8 hours last night.
I can deal with that. I named my car Lucille when I first got a car.
Oh, you want to name it Lucille?
No, no, we don't have to do that. I was just saying, like,
generally. I mean, nothing's wrong with Lucille.
I don't mind.
The rain came and knocked Lucille over, and she's in pieces everywhere. It's really sad.
That you're talking about the destruction of our shack. We haven't even finished building it yet.
Well, I don't know. Well, what were you going to name it?
I wasn't. I was just going to call it the shack, probably.
You can't not name a shack. It's bad luck.
Well,
it's like a boat.
I'll let you name it. I don't know.
Well, no, it's a group effort, okay?
Yeah.
It's either a person's name.
But I support your name.
Or
if you like Lucille or Benjamin or whatever, I'm totally down.
I'm also down for puns, you know?
Puns? On Shaq?
Yeah, like Shaq it to me.
Yeah. Or just Shaq, but with a Q. And...
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah.
It's got to be bigger then.
Yeah,
we
well,
make it bigger.
Good luck. I'm not chopping any more goddamn trees.
No, then it can't be Shaq.
Yeah.
It can't be Love Shack because it's just you and me in there. That's
awkward.
Radio Shack?
Radio Shack.
The Radio Shack?
The Radio Shack? If we move our equipment in there, we could.
Ooh! We should make a Radio Shack.
All right.
And then go bankrupt. Burn, Radio Shack.
Eat it, Radio Shack.
Burn from 1,000 miles away. Or yeah. I don't even know how far away we are.
I've been trying to use like rudimentary and. Robert laughs at me for this, but I've been trying to use like rudimentary astronomy skills to try to figure out where we are, but I don't know enough about that sort of thing to be of any good.
Dude, it's just a bunch of dots up in the sky. You can't figure it. Like, no one's ever used that
way,
to guide
but I didn't,
them.
Like, I didn't think to pack star charts or any atlases or anything, so it's really hard. I can sort of guess at how quick the days are going, like what kind of area of the Earth we're in, and that's about it.
Okay.
We're, like, pretty close to the equator.
Well, I mean, it's been hot this whole time, so I assume.
But, and also, like, the length of the day hasn't changed at all, which makes me feel like seasons aren't really a thing here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of the texts I put.
Is that really?
I texted, like, how about this weather?
And then you chuck the rock.
Chuck the rock into the water.
I should get a hobby like that.
So texting?
I don't know. Just, yeah, I'm doing something.
Maybe you should, like, write voicemail messages.
Right. That's the same thing.
I don't. I'm very phone-centric with my humor and my hobbies. It's very. I've been trying to come up with new apps but they're all just rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question for you, actually.
Yeah,
talking
sure.
About,
yeah, Alan.
Things and, you know, inventory.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
How do you feel? I feel like, you know, when we first got here, it was like, the whole island's made of wood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But after 47 days of fires, I've been like, wow, we could conceivably run out of brush.
I think that's fair to say. I think that we have proven that human interaction with the land, if not kept in check, will completely destroy it. Because there is only, you know, I'm not going to count how many trees are left, but it's not that many.
It's not a whole lot. Like, you can't, here's the thing, you can't eat a crab raw. You can't.
You could try.
It's goo in there.
It's, yeah, it's just straight up goo. I mean, you could try to suck it out.
But I wouldn't want, like,
get
that.
Sick.
Yeah, that sounds like it would make me sick.
No, it'll make you sick. The best thing is you stab the crab, you cook the crab, and then it becomes hard to eat it like that.
Yep.
It's like you can't eat a fish raw.
You can eat a fish raw.
You've been eating fish, raw fish?
If I could fucking catch a fish, I would eat it raw.
No.
I am giving up on fishing, P.S. That spear is useless. I give up on fish. Okay. If you want to try fishing tomorrow, you go right ahead.
I've been fishing randomly this whole time. I can catch a fish.
Have you caught fish?
Yeah, I catch fish all the time.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought, I thought every time we find a suitable food stuff,
yeah,
we talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought that you didn't like fish, and that's why you weren't eating them.
No,
I've been
trying to spear fish for, what are we at?
47 days?
Yeah.
And you still haven't gotten any?
No.
I am sorry.
Standing.
This is a miscommunication.
Yes, it is. I've been stabbing at water at least an hour a day every day.
You understand refraction, correct?
What?
Oh, my God. You spend all the time looking up at the stars. You know when you look into the water, that's not where the fish is. The light gets, like, changed, and it's not right there.
Like, they move? I am aware that fish move.
Okay. No, you have to start with your spear halfway in the water so you could, 'cause you'll notice it's not where you think it is.
Huh?
Also, you could just build, like, a thing out of rocks that, at high tide, like, all the fish and stuff go in, then when low tide comes out, like, all the fish stay there. Like, I just didn't think that you liked fish.
Wait, what's the fish? What's this with rocks?
Okay, so you make kind of like a heart pattern out of rocks.
Uh-huh.
That is below just below the surface of the water. And at the top of the heart where the butt of the heart is, you leave that open. So fish can swim in there. And then they're in that area, and then when the tide goes down, the rocks have now formed a wall, and the fish can't get out, and now they're in that pool, and then it's like shooting fish in a heart made out of rocks.
We should do that tomorrow.
Okay. I thought you hated fish. I'm so sorry. This is a miscommunication.
I like fish. I would love to catch some more fish.
I've been eating fish left and right. Groupers, swordfish.
This is blowing my mind.
Guppies.
I haven't had a single fish.
I caught a tuna.
Everything I find, I share.
Well, I thought, I'm
this
sorry.
This is the first time. I've never even suspected that you've been eating more than me.
I'm sorry.
Are there other things that you're withholding? Have you found anything else?
Well, just some, you know. Yeah, some stuff.
What stuff? What stuff did you
find? Stuff, you know, just random stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. I found a deck of playing cards.
A whole deck?
Yeah, all 54. That's with the Jokers.
Where did you find that?
I just found it on top of a rock.
Are you?
I thought they were yours. I thought you knew about them.
No, we could have been playing cards. But second of all, if you thought they were mine, why wouldn't you bring that up?
I didn't think you liked playing cards.
Then why would I bring a deck of cards?
I thought you brought them and you're like, I don't like cards, and you left them on the rock.
You are no longer allowed to make assumptions.
Well, I never saw you playing cards.
You know why? Because I didn't know we had any goddamn playing cards.
Another miscommunication.
No, it's just a non-communication.
I'm so sorry. I feel like an asshole.
You should. The fish thing was like one thing, but now I'm starting to feel like maybe you should feel like an asshole.
Well, you're going to be more upset with the more things I tell
you. What else did you find? Was this all today?
Just over time.
I didn't know about this fish bud heart thing. I didn't know about the cards.
Well, I just found... Last week I was just kind of walking around in the jungly part. Well, it's no dwindling jungle, and I found a badminton set.
A whole badminton set?
Yeah, there's a whole badminton set back
this
there.
This island is not deserted.
It is. I don't see anybody. I found a badminton set, though. I thought you set it up for me.
Is it already? It was already set up?
Yeah, it's all set up. It has, like, four of the shuttlecocks.
I don't understand how I've never seen this.
Well, I didn't think that you knew about it. I didn't think you liked badminton.
Again, you're done. You're done with assumptions forever.
Well, I never saw you playing badminton. I'm going to be really upset about this last one.
What is that?
Well, again, I think maybe you already know about it. Found a diamond mine.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Okay.
That probably explains why all that other stuff is here, actually.
Okay. It was just a big old diamond mine.
Bunch of carts and stuff?
You know, it's not like Donkey Kong Country. You know, it's not like those kind of carts. They're like bigger and wider. But basically...
So we have a means of transporting things on wheels, and that you didn't think that might have been like a thing that we could use?
I thought you saw them.
I didn't see them.
I thought you liked dragging everything around.
No, I somehow, on all of my designated exploration days, I've gone in the exact opposite direction of all of these things.
That's weird.
Well, if you I told you about around. Literally everything that I found. Yeah, I told you about the tree that had that weird carving on it.
Yeah.
And that's not even useful. That's not even like a useful survival thing. I just thought it would be interesting.
Huh. Well, if you don't like dragging things around, then how come you're always dragging things around?
Because I don't have anything. I've been making a backpack because I don't like dragging things.
Jansport?
No, it's just cloth and like leaves and stuff.
Oh, I thought that Jansport backpack that I found in the woods was yours too.
Oh, my God. See, this is why when we have a segment of the podcast.
Yeah.
That is called Notable Moments of the Day.
I didn't think any of this was notable.
It's all notable. This is all notable.
All note?
Make notes.
I'm making note of this right now.
Don't throw it.
Let me write this down on my pad and paper that I found in the woods.
Fine. Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't mean... You're upset now. I'm
sorry. This is the sort of thing that could make or break a later day of survival.
You know, I thought the talking rat was a bigger deal.
It doesn't talk. It definitely doesn't.
I think it does.
I don't think it does.
Then what sings at night?
Who knows? There's so many fucking birds on this island.
Yeah.
I'm still mad. Let's move on.
Okay.
Ah, good God. So let's go on to actual notable moments of the day.
Oh, that wasn't notable? Oh, of today notable
today,
moments?
Today
notable.
I don't want to hear about all the things that you've been withholding from me.
Okay.
I want to hear about, let's talk about today. And if there is something like that, for God's sake, please share it.
Okay. No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, what have you been up to today, Robert?
Well, I thought of a story. I was thinking about writing a short story about a bridge troll who's nice, but still lives under a bridge and makes people ask them riddles.
So he's kind of like stuck in his role or like archetype.
Yeah. It's like a negative stereotype to have trolls. Bridge trolls is to say that they're angry when they ask you the questions. But he asks the questions.
Does he
politely.
Enjoy it? Does he enjoy doing it?
Well, it's something his dad did, and it's something that he has to do. Totally. I mean, he always kind of wanted to be something more than just a bridge troll. But, you know, society.
I mean, I'd read it.
Okay, cool.
I'm desperate for things to read or watch or do.
Oh, yeah? Well just read some books from the library.
I might... What?
You didn't know about the library?
What library?
I'll get you a card. Don't worry about it. I'll get you some stuff.
Why do
How's
you
need your
a
day?
Card? Is there anyone else in the library?
No, it's just me. But I think I should follow standard protocol. Really into the Lord of the Flies right now.
Yeah, it's really topical to what's happening.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. You're smart. How was your day? Mm. What are you doing? What?
What? Okay.
What? How was your day? What'd
really
you do? I
really needed a moment.
Okay.
Oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I fixed the water pit this morning.
Yeah, good job on that,
so now, God forbid, if we don't have any rain for like 3 days in a row, which hasn't happened yet, actually.
Yeah, it's been rainy.
3 days has been our record for no rain.
Yeah.
But if we hit a point where we're on a dry spell, we have a means of producing clean, drinkable water.
Yeah,
so that's
thank
fun.
You. All right, next segment. Let's get to the next.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay. I've yelled at more inanimate objects since we've been on here than anywhere else.
Good. Do you know that tree that has like the slight S turn in it?
Yeah.
I hate that fucking tree. That tree is giving me a goddamn hard time.
Yeah.
Ever since we got here.
You know what?
It's cocky.
As of 2 days ago, it is out.
You took it out?
Stripped all the coconuts from that tree.
Oh, you lost your nuts, tree.
We can chop it if you want. There is nothing left on it.
I'd like to kill all its friends and make it watch.
Let's chop them all down. Let's chop it down. Let's chop it down tomorrow.
Tree's giving me the business.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the next segment.
What's the next segment going on
mm-hmm. in the life you left behind?
I know I talk about this every episode. Mm-hmm. But we left. Mark Trestman, the Chicago Bears head coach, was in his second year. The Bears had a great offense. They were building up their defense. And football season's going on right now. And it's the playoffs right now. So I'm going to assume that the Bears are on their way to the Super Bowl. That's going to be my assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. I think that's it. What do you got?
Let's see. So we're 47 days in. That means that my wife is now entering second trimester.
Oh my god.
So by the time I get back, I'll have like an 8 month old or 6 month old
Jesus
baby.
You're gonna have a tiny Allen, huh?
Yeah.
What are you gonna name him? Her? It?
I don't know.
Want me to text something? Text ideas?
You're good at that.
Yeah.
How about this? How about I'm going to suggest as a name for my child whatever we end up naming the cabin.
Ooh. Well, then I have a lot of my names just went out the window.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were also good a second ago. It was like Tom and Teresa and all.
Yeah. But I was also thinking of like funny ones like Fart Shack. Trailer Trash.
I kind of like Fart Shack.
Fart Shack's a great name for a kid. If you want to name your kid Fart Shack?
I don't want to name my kid Fart Shack.
Fart Shack Baby.
It's a Fart Shack Baby.
Fart Shack, it's full of farts because they're farting in the shack right next to Poop Lagoon. Right?
I got nothing to add to that.
Yeah.
That's, you know what's weird to think about?
What?
That's the first pop music I've heard in 47 days.
Well, I could sing all kinds of pop music for you if you want.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you ready?
I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, you sure?
I'll
come to my window.
Oh boy,
come inside, lay by the light of the moon.
All right, let's move on to the next section.
Look at this photograph.
Oof!
Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
I can't believe I traveled 1,000 miles and didn't escape that song.
No, you'll never escape the back.
Oh boy,
the back is always here.
Back.
We should get back tickets when we get back.
No, I don't want to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and guess as part of the "What's Going On at Home" segment of our podcast away. I am going to guess that Nickelback has not only irrevocably broken up.
Impossible.
But that three out of the five members of Nickelback are dead.
You wouldn't know the difference between Nickelback or Creed if it stabbed you in the eye.
Arms wide open, Creed.
With arms wide open.
I sold myself.
That's garbage right there.
No, I like Creed.
What?
I like Creed better than Nickelback.
Better than... Look at this photograph!
Yes, much better than that.
What the hell's on Joey's head?
And they say that a hero could save us.
Oh, God.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
What is that, Spider-Man 2?
I never got why he always blamed himself for his uncle's death.
Because he could have done something.
Yeah, but you could do something every day and you don't.
See? How do you get it?
I guess.
See? You just explained it to yourself.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I miss comic books now. I wasn't into them, but I gotta get them.
Yeah, well...
Look at this comic book!
Oh, Lord. You know what? Let's skip to the last segment of our podcast, which is upcoming plans. What are your plans for...
Well, what did we skip?
That way, we didn't skip anything.
We didn't skip
any? Just moving ahead.
No. It just felt like such a short podcast today.
No.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of this air got taken out of my sails by some of the news.
Sorry.
I don't know.
What?
Ah,
You're still sore about this?
Yes. Still sore?
No.
You kidding me?
What?
There's like so much stuff. That's so much stuff that I just found out about. And I feel like there's more than that.
Maybe.
Yes, I know. I can feel it.
Yeah, there is. I just don't really want to tell you right now.
Yeah, of course you don't, because I'm upset.
Yeah, you're going to get more upset.
I will get more upset. I'm good, to be honest, even if you don't tell me anymore, I'm probably going to get more upset over the next couple of days about this.
Oh, no.
And then it'll fade away.
What if I, like, okay, I'll just take some of the guitars and drums and
you gotta stop
the sound set that I found.
You're killing me.
And I'll make you a concert.
Is it a goddamn Nickelback concert? Because I don't
Maybe.
Want...
Maybe.
No.
How about Nickelback Unplugged?
Do you even play any of those instruments?
Look at this photograph.
I hate that. You know what a secret dream of mine is?
What?
When we get back, I want to get interviewed on, like, This American Life or something.
Oh, my God. Ira Glass?
Yeah.
This American Life.
How big is your boner for Ira Glass?
I have the biggest... I've never... You know what? Here's something funny. I listen to, like, every episode of This American Life. I specifically don't know what he looks like, and I don't try. Like, any time, I could have easily Googled him, and I don't. I could have, like, if I hear he's on TV or something, I'm like, nope, not going to see it. I don't, because I just want to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And his face will ruin his voice for me.
I totally understand.
Right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's sort of like how disappointed I was when I looked up what George R.R. Martin looked like.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Podcast Away. This has been episode number 48.
Yay.
We have, 295 days to go or something?
Something like that.
I'm going to start a fire pretty shortly while we still have some sunlight to focus into the lens. And any final thoughts?
Follow your dreams, because look at us. We're podcasting right next to the beach.
Kablam. That is it for Podcast Away. We will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Good night.
That's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you want to see more, please subscribe to us on iTunes or check us out on trythispodcast.com. If you want to say something to us, email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on iTunes if you have the time and are an amazing person. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.